relive this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
I never do this, and I haven't gotten a response yet, but I friended Rachel Ware. I sent a request. I got nothing.
Denied.
Nothing.
Denied.
Hopefully you didn't include a picture.
I did, but it was a puss's dink, because I have a couple of those left over, the ones he sends me.
Those were private.
Labradoodle.
So I'm getting blown off, and I'm sitting right here with her. And in fact, on her page, her last post was back on the air with the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Monday morning. Thank you for the pub, Rachel. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Still nothing.
Right. I'm checking my notifications, and no, it doesn't say Rachel Ware.
Did you friend her?
Yeah, I did. Your friend request. Nothing.
Yeah, I just tried to. Still nothing. It's so, been, three, oh, it's been have, 3 full seconds.
I have you permanently blocked. You aren't going to get through.
Man.
Sorry about that. I did get another message asking, any chance you're a burner, fire emoji.
Oh.
Another non-friend on Facebook. Do want to just thank you
that was probably Todd.
So deeply for the amount of
a pub for the Rachel Ware spelled
the help giving you.
See, I wouldn't ask you that because if you're part of the Blazing Mike show.
I am a part of the Blazing Mike.
I just assume.
All
right. Is everyone on that stage a burner?
Perhaps.
I'm about to cancel my request unless you accept me, man.
Well, I did.
Well, you did? Okay.
I accepted everyone in this room.
Okay, got it.
And unfriended Nick. All at the same time.
Perfect. Oh,
yep. Thank you.
We're friends.
Right. Now I have to. Yeah.
We're friends.
Yeah, probably good move.
God.
We're friends. Now we're going to slide into the DMs.
Yeah, watch out.
What up?
She's right
what
here.
Up,
you, don't have to, you don't have
what
to.
What up, Cooch?
You don't have to creep on her online.
Yeah,
you can
creepy.
Do it in person.
It's creepy in person, man.
Yeah. Puss is well known for sending pictures of his hermaphroditic pile of genitalia, too. So watch out for that.
You know, that's something I don't get a lot of. So send away.
Hermaphroditic piles?
Yeah. It's new.
It's a mess down
there.
That's
a good term.
We have no idea what's going on.
Good term.
We have no idea what's going on. All right. Rachel Ware with us. Mr. Skin joined us earlier. Walsh will be here tomorrow. Cameron's back Wednesday.
Cameron's back on Wednesday.
Talking to
Brad Williams on Wednesday.
And who's coming to Funny Bone this weekend?
Derek Stroop is the guy's name. We've not met Derek, but we've heard good things.
He's very funny.
Colleen says good things about him.
Yes. And we generally take her word.
I saw him one of the last times he was in town, and he has like righteous anger about like very mundane things.
You mean very
funny. I love that.
Like Augie kind of anger?
Yeah, but Augie's more concerned. He gets mad about stuff that actually matters.
Yeah, he does.
Like,
this guy is,
people think like
it.
A very
so he gets pissed off at really
sliver.
Petty things.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a warm ham pisses me off kind of guy.
Yeah. Right.
That's why you like him, Nick. You're kind of like that.
Yeah.
Warm ham
just
pisses me off.
Enraged about very minor things.
And I know that Rachel's got a day gig, but you know she's welcome back anytime. So.
Oh, thank you.
I'm serious. Come back sooner than last time.
I'm waiting
for sure.
Back. We may be talking to Dee Snider on Wednesday.
Okay.
He has a novel out.
It's a fiction novel, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
He's writing books now.
All right, cool.
That's cool.
And we covered the AI. Now, your day job is a phlebotomist, but they can't take that gig over.
I mean, hope not.
Can you imagine just a robot coming out, tying your arm down? Sorry. Jabs and you're...
Yeah.
Quit moving
not
your arm.
Not you, I'm sure, but there were times when I got stuck that I think I would have rather have a robot
and
the phlebotomist.
Yeah.
Some of them are butchers.
Well, the newer ones, right? Don't you think it's a new job?
I don't know if they just don't have the knack for it or if they don't do it on a regular basis, but
you're
doing it all the time.
Is it popping veins help, though? Yeah. Obviously, right? Yeah.
Popping veins? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And is it always at the elbow? Or are you
No, not always. Elbow, hands, foot, back of knee.
Oh, you take blood,
talking
you
about
take blood from the knee?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Basically anywhere you can find a vein.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to find a vein, except my call.
Yeah, it's not going to help the Facebook.
You want me to find your vein. Friend requests me.
You just said the word vein. These guys are going, how's this vein?
For another dollar, I'll say it 3 more times.
You should charge more than a dollar.
Do you really have to manage hangovers with that? That seems like a job you couldn't be hungover at all, trying to, jab a needle
or
into somebody.
Since you know where to jab the needle, can you stick the hydration bag in you and take care of that?
Yeah, I've always been really, I have drawn my own blood before.
Right.
So I know that like in an emergency or a pinch, I could do it.
You could put
But
your...
yeah, my I don't drink enough really to get hungover.
Oh. What's that like?
How do you do it?
Yeah. But I will say that, like, yeah, the shakiness of your hand, I think, would be a... I get nervous if I see someone else being nervous. I've definitely gotten my blood drawn with, like, someone with a nervous hand, and I'm like, whoa. Oh, yeah. All right, let's take a deep breath.
Yeah, that's the wrong line of work.
Yeah. I'm gonna go back
to these questions. I don't get hung over. Jesus. I saw a woman at the bar the other day. I want to find out what this is, because I don't drink red wine much, but I like the flavor of it. And the reason I stopped drinking is because of the hangovers. But she was sitting next to me in a bar, and she was like two seats down, and she had resting bitch face, and I wasn't going to talk to her because I was with my wife anyway. But I had a serious question. She got a glass of red wine, and I saw her pull out some powder and put it in the wine. And if she wasn't roofing herself, I heard the bartender say to her, oh, that's the stuff that gets rid of tannins for hangovers. What's that called, puss? I didn't even Google. I should have Googled it on the own spot. And I could have asked her, but she was not. She looked like she didn't want to talk to anybody.
She's not dumping Molly into her wine glass?
No, no, no. The woman said that. She said that's what it is.
So is it something where you like the taste of red wine, but the tannins get you hung over?
Tannins is what gets you hung over. Otherwise, I've heard that for a fact.
Why wouldn't you just drink white wine?
Because red wine is different flavor.
Okay.
And I drink white wine for that reason, because red wine gets me too hung over.
Well, the first thing I brought up here...
What's wrong with vodka?
I do that too, Nick. Come on, Nick. What's
wrong with
that?
It's a dropper thing.
Was it an eyedropper or something like that? It's a little
bottle that you put a few drops in.
I couldn't tell what she was doing. Yeah.
It naturally reduces both wine sulfites and tannins, can eliminate wine sensitivities, wine allergies, and histamines. A wine wand alternative.
But I had heard it was also for hangovers, and that's what they said.
I got to read all the words here to find out if you're right.
Might make it, you know, a little less severe.
The hangover?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I would just drink two more glasses and be hungover then, you know. That's the thing. You know, what's the difference?
That's the problem.
I would just drink more, you know, right.
Are you sure somebody didn't roofie me at a writer's graduation party?
Here's how you roofied yourself, Todd. You drank a bottle of Tito's after you'd already drank before you got to my house and after you probably got high.
I don't recall.
You killed the whole bottle of Tito's. Yeah. Nobody else touched that.
I don't think I drank before I came. Or did I?
I saw you briefly,
and you didn't seem to be buzzed, aside from the weed.
I don't know. The first time I saw him that night, his eyes were already kind of, you know...
Slanty.
Not slanty, but it's not a racial thing.
He was high, man. You know?
Oh, I'm sure I got high. But I'm sure I was on the golf course and didn't drink before I came to the party.
Well, it doesn't take much to get drunk if you drink a whole bottle of vodka.
Well, drinking an entire bottle of vodka be like, what happened?
And you did that pretty quickly, if I remember.
Yeah, you know.
Because you were there right at the beginning. You were there in the middle of the party. Everybody I talked to, like I said, I'm a bad judge because I was the second drunkest guy at my party.
Yeah, but I probably swilled that bottle down in an hour.
Pretty quick. And I remember my buddy Zach saying he was talking to you normally, and literally a half hour later, you couldn't make words. Yeah. Yeah. Half
listen,
hour.
So it must have been a roofie. He's proud of himself. Yeah. Couldn't make words. That's right.
Oh, it's good to see it still has some effect on me. Sometimes I worry. It's like,
I know, it's true.
Had a few drinks. Yeah. I should be way drunker than I am.
It's nice to know that if you still pound an entire bottle of vodka in an hour, you'll be hammered.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Hey, here's Matt on the email that says he's got a female friend in California who likes getting the dink pics. Do you know any of your friends that like getting the dink pics?
No. None of them have explicitly said, do you know what I love?
Yeah. I didn't think that would be on the top of anybody's list.
Well, we're friends now. We can just messenger, you know.
Puss wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
All right. One body part.
Nick@TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah, Nick has an email. Yeah.
This is a showering quiz here. Comes from the Daily Mail.
What part of the body don't we shower?
One body.
I'm guessing I know what it is.
At three-quarters of us do not wash regularly.
It was not what I guessed the first time.
It's your shins.
No, no.
It's not your legs?
No.
Because you don't really bend down a lot in the water.
Further down.
Undercarriage?
You're close.
Your toes? Your feet?
Your feet.
Oh.
Ding, 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 ding. Yep. You shouldn't have to.
Because the soap and water hits them every day anyway.
Yeah, they get the residuals.
Apparently it's not enough.
Oh.
If we're not working men, so my feet are not dirty. I'm not walking outside in the dirt either.
I'll scrub them every once in a while.
I will every shower.
Do you? Every time.
Well, I'll just, you know, it's the bottom of the leg, so I'll just lift it up and...
Oh, I don't get that.
I'm not like scrubbing in between all the toes every time or anything, but you know, try to.
I don't. I should.
The goal
more
is
often
to wash
then.
Everything.
Right.
Yeah. I can see why we wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to scrubbing the actual foot.
No.
The bottom of the foot or the top of the foot.
You scrub the bottom of your foot?
I don't scrub it. I'll just do like a pat. I've got all this soap in my hand.
Because if I scrub
it's like I would wash my hand.
Do you flamingo it on one leg in the shower? That's pretty dangerous. Yeah,
briefly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta be careful, Nick.
I know.
I don't wash the bottom.
One little slip. Yeah. I have the bath mat that has the like scrubby things on.
Oh, there you go.
You don't even have to lift your feet up.
We just have tile in the shower, and I'm afraid if I wash the bottom of my feet,
I'd fall down.
Y'all are dangerous.
Me too. Me too.
I'm worried about you.
Well, just sit down in the shower right on the floor.
I have a seat in my shower, but I never sat on it.
Scrub the bottom of your feet.
We have a seat in our shower. I've never sat on it, you know.
Do you?
Yeah, it came built in. It was pretty cool, but it's been there for, you know, the whole time we
lived
there.
Not even on like a hungover morning, getting in the shower.
Well, I think sitting naked, just depressed, is depressed. Just like, I'm too lazy to stand up in the shower. It's a nice little bench, too. I mean, you could sit there.
Yeah, I could have used
that. I guess I could wash my feet that way.
When I was laid up, I used to have to drag a chair in the shower before I could stand up.
Somebody drug
different
a chair
than the masturbating chair?
Yeah. No, it was a folding chair.
That's just all. You drug his office chair in there.
I'm not going to get my office chair wet.
All right, so Nick washes his feet. Good for Nick.
Oh, yeah, they say
I'm surprised
you're supposed
that
to.
Stands out.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
it's difficult for a subset
we,
of people called
of
podophobes. Anybody familiar with podophobes?
Afraid of feet?
They are so grossed out by feet.
By their own
can't
feet.
Bear to look at their own, let alone wash them.
I know people who don't like feet, but that's another level.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't even look at your own feet.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody's gotten so disgusted they just cut their feet off. I bet you they have. There's freaks like that. Take it to the extreme.
We'll take that call.
Extreme. Yeah.
Yeah. Or your friend Rachel, and she'll tell us about it later.
If you're a podophobe and you lopped off your feet, that's another call. We like the tough calls.
We do like the tough calls.
Now, they also say that if you haven't lopped off your own feet, when you get out of the shower, you should make sure to dry them completely before you put on socks or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, we're like, not monsters.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess when they say completely, I think, like, you know, between the toes and everything, you know.
I don't do that.
Probably a little bit more thoroughly than I normally would.
Yeah.
But
I'm never in a position where I would get out of the shower and have to immediately put on socks.
No, me neither. Me neither. Not right away. No.
That's not a life I want to live.
Yeah.
No, I don't either.
Let them air dry a little bit.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Or just shower with them on, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a few days. There was a few days there a couple weeks ago.
I just pictured Nick naked, bedded down, washing the bottom of his feet every day for some reason. I don't know why. And she's in there going, oop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop.
All you got to do is, you know, lift it up a little.
I know. It's tougher for me nowadays.
There was about 4 days a couple weeks ago where our water
heater. There's a balance issue sometimes. What?
Mm. We had no water heater.
Yeah.
And I was taking
cold showers. Yeah.
And there were a couple of those days where I got out of the shower and as quick as I could was putting on sweatpants, socks, hoodie, pulling up the hood because I was just frozen.
That's when the dink pic should have been taken.
Oh, shrinkage.
Yeah, that's why.
I just got out of the pool.
Maybe that's the dink pic that I would appreciate, where they're just like, this is the smallest it could possibly look.
Yes, and we've all been there.
Oh, well, that would have been it. That would have been
it's
it.
It's cold shower bigger. Or it's two or three days sick. Penis when you're sick in bed.
I don't think that's even as bad as cold shower.
I think sick one crawls up in there sometimes. Like I'm done, man.
That would just look like a bean pig.
Yeah.
I was literally like shaking getting out of the shower. Like my whole body was shivering because it was too damn cold.
So you like a grower?
I mean, sure.
Okay. Or a shower, whatever.
Scabs.
Yeah. Scabs looked at you when he said grower, too,
really
by the way.
It's the first time we've ever made eye contact.
That was weird, too, man. Scabs and Cooch talk, it was really weird right there. Step into my territory, Cooch.
So Scabs
is mine.
Plural now.
It's what feels better.
Like scabs.
I like scabs.
I think
plural
so too.
Yeah.
I think you're scabs.
Scabs.
Right.
Cooch.
Scabs. That's more
I think
nickname.
This is
would you rather be
Boogie.
Called Boogie or Scabs? Probably Boogie.
But I think we're probably going to call you Scabs.
Yeah.
Scabs going to stick for a while.
No, I like Scabs because.
And I like Cooch too.
Rachel came up with it.
Scabs and Cooch.
Yeah.
I want it on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Somebody else has to come up with your nickname.
The Boogie was just a placeholder because you'd pick that for yourself.
Yeah, because I tossed that out there.
But Boogie still works. You said you wanted to be called Boogie.
Yeah, but it was my idea.
It's Deadpool names
now. So it doesn't
now.
Count.
Yeah. Well, Boogie don't play well.
Well, we've always said you can't give yourself a nickname.
Right.
But Boogie
right.
don't play will probably stick.
Like they call
Long
me
Scabs don't play.
Yeah, that guy. They call me Hollywood. No, yeah. you call you Hollywood. Right. Nobody else calls you Hollywood.
They call you a douchebag.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had to say that on the phone before to callers. What's your name? Hollywood. No, it's not.
No.
What's your name, Steve?
Yeah.
right.
Steve. Signed big
Mark.
Push.
Steve
yeah.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
but I did not give myself that name either.
Yes. What's your name? Big Push. No, it's not. No.
And I'm all cold from the shower.
That's a wiener. It's not a bean. Yeah. It's not a bean.
More confirmation here. Brandon from Great Bend, Kansas says it's just okay.
Yeah. they keep checking in.
Right, it's not that great.
It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just okay.
Okay, so. Bend is right. a better name for a town anyway, right. man.
Oh, I thought he was checking in on like the Poppers right. or something.
No. If it were so great, he wouldn't have moved to Salina.
Lord Poppers are just okay in Great Bend.
Passable Bend.
Checking in on the Poppers this morning. Oh, man.
Nick mentioned his kid went on a cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of Norfolk, Virginia. And a guy who went on a cruise out of Norfolk, Virginia, this is last week, fell out of the ship somewhere around Jacksonville.
Dead?
186 miles east of Jacksonville. Well, they've been looking for him for almost a week now.
He's done.
They called off the search.
Yeah.
You can't.
Was that the dude? Was that the one that jumped off?
That's what I thought,
oh,
too.
Oh, did a guy jumped off?
There was one that.
People do commit suicide, those.
No, yeah. this guy was like, he was like a drunk frat boy or something.
And his friends dared him to jump off, and he did. And I think they threw the life preserver to him, and he refused to grab it. And then just as quickly as possible got pulled out.
And they said it was like gator infested waters or something.
I read shark infested.
Shark. Oh, okay.
Yeah, 35-year-old guy.
Where was this?
Oh, another guy.
In the ocean.
Yeah, the ship's security footage confirms that he leaned over the railing of his stateroom balcony and dropped into the water, 4:10 early Monday morning.
Well, you were saying you're lucky your son doesn't drink because you're looking about. You're worried him being on a cruise.
Yeah, just in a picture.
He doesn't party, but those balconies look like you could fall over easily if you're drunk, right?
Yeah, they should be 8 feet tall. Like the railing.
They're not.
They No.
I've been on two cruises before, and the one right outside of your room is barely waist high.
Man,
it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and a grate, too, not like solid. They're like.
It should not
be higher than. If they're tall,
really tall,
bitch about, now I can't see the view. But I suppose I could put a hole in it.
But you
could
still make it higher than
plexiglass,
the average guy's waist should be higher than that. The average guy. I mean, even a 6 foot guy, just 6 foot. It should be higher than his waist. So there's no bending. Because if you bend over, we check in hotels at the beach that time all the time. I check those all the time. Is it waist high for an average size guy? That scares the hell out of me.
Jackasses that go out and sit on those railings all the time.
I know that. Yeah. But a waist high thing, at least if it's above waist high, you're not going to accidentally fall
over. That's what they used to have at the Hard Rock. They weren't, easily bent over and fallen.
Yeah, but that was facing the pool and there was like windows there. They were tough to get out. You couldn't come out there, remember? They don't have balconies in Vegas for that reason.
You know what I thought would be a little more well-protected? Because when we were in San Francisco, we got bikes from the hotel, and we were going to bike across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
And because you're sitting up on a bike, all right, the railing came up to about your waist.
Well, they have fencing now.
They've got catch nets now.
I still don't want to fall on the net.
No.
I turned back. I was uncomfortable.
Now, you mentioned about your dad getting drunk on a cruise. I don't know if you want to tell a story. But he was fine. But he didn't die. But tell him what they did.
No.
I love the story.
Sorry, Dad. So.
Hey, this sounds like me.
Big fan. But he went on a cruise with his wife, and they always get the all-inclusive drink package.
Oh, of course,
right?
Yeah.
So you, the top tier.
Hey, you don't have to explain alcoholism to this show.
Right. Yeah, I forgot. I forgot.
Good
but
move.
Either way, he had too much to drink and left his room and went up to the top of the ship where there's like cabanas and the pool and hammocks and stuff. And he went into one of the hammocks and he fell asleep.
Perfect night.
And his wife.
They couldn't find him, right?
Yeah, couldn't find him and sent out the cruise search party.
And they freak out when one person's missing.
Yeah. They sent the small boat out to look around the ocean.
No, they searched.
I don't know if they went that far, but they searched, every floor had it looking for people. Calling out his name.
How mad was she at him that he was up there passed out?
So, Yeah.
I'd be so mad. I'd be so mad.
Relieved
you're alive, then pissed off and hit you the rest of the cruise.
I was also mad, and I wasn't even on the cruise.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he's mad they woke him up on the hammock.
Yeah. Everybody's mad.
Yeah. Rachel Ware, friend her on Facebook. All right.
No. Yeah. Our count is up to 20. I just counted friend request. Yeah. All with Nick Allen as a mutual friend.
Red flag.
That's a red flag.
And when is the Blazing Mics?
Saturday, June 17th at the Funny Bone.
Okay.
Walsh will be here tomorrow. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. And download the podcast from all the podcast platforms. Thanks again, Rachel. We'll see you soon, all right?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
See everybody tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.